Hi, and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe series of podcasts. This is where I, Nick Garrett, chat to technical experts about hardware and software topics related to the mainframe. Today, we are joined by Matthew Webster from the Kix development team in Hursley, and he's come here today to tell us about some of the new cloud capability that is included in Kix Transaction Server version 5.2. Now, today, he's actually going to focus on multi-versioning and its value. So, Matthew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Nick.
So let's kick this off with a brief description of what multi-versioning means to Kix and Kix customers.
So application multi-versioning allows more than one version of a Kix application to be installed on the same platform at the same time. This extends the capability that we introduced in Kix Transaction version 5.1, where we allowed you to package, deploy, and define a Kix application with a version, but you couldn't install more than one at the same time. So we think this enhancement is addressing a number of key requirements associated with private cloud computing.
So what does it give the customer? Why would one of our listeners listening to this, why would they care?
So here are some things. Mobile workloads, server consolidation, application modernization, or even just deploying bug fixes. These are all things our customers need to deal with. We are told most of the workload that enters the enterprise touches the mainframe. That workload is increasingly being driven by mobile devices whose owners can be very public in their criticism of broken or missing functionality when using the app that they've installed. They can write bad reviews or even post on Twitter. Also, for many of these users, the mobile app is either the primary or perhaps the only way of interacting with a business. So these situations can not only be quite embarrassing, but also can lead to losing customers. So line of business needs to respond to changes, to the needs of responding to users. And we think that application multi-versioning can help by reducing the cost of introducing application upgrades while at the same time minimizing the risk to existing users.
Okay, so for a bit of clarity then, do you think you could give us a couple of examples of what benefits customers can realize if they take advantage of this?
Well, there are many benefits, Nick, but let's start with just deploying a bug fix. So while you can use program new copy feature of Kix today to update a running application, you can only really reliably do it with one program at a time. If you've got more than one program fix that have dependencies between them, then you can have issues about which order you install them. So also, you can't do it for different resources. You can only do it for programs. You can't do it for URI maps or web services and things like that. And it's also slow to roll back that change. You've got to copy some stuff on the file system, and it's not a quick process. So with application multi-versioning, you package the bug fix in a new version of the application. You then install and enable it to ensure dependencies are satisfied and everything gets created properly. And at that point, you make it available. At that point, all the new requests to the application will go to the new version, while any existing requests continue to complete normally in the old version of the application. So the old version is completely unaffected by this change.
And it's still there.
And it's still there.
And wherever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the existing requests will complete normally. And so if the new version's fine, then you're good. And at some point in the future, you can decommission the old version. However, if you do encounter a problem with the new one, it's simply a matter of making that new version unavailable. It's a single SPI call. It's a single click in the Kix Explorer. And immediately, the application is unavailable and all new requests will go to the old version of the application. So it's very, very fast. But if you wanted to do this without using multi-versioning, you'd have to start an additional set of regions to deploy that in the application version.
And so that's how people are getting around this
today. If they want to do that today, it's more resource to make it happen. Let me give you another example. So you can also host two or more versions of an application on the same platform, but allow users to simultaneously access both at the same time, either perhaps as a web service or as a web interface, by giving each application version a unique URL. So users can go to one version or to the other version. So this enables you to give new features to a subset of users while not disrupting the rest of your users. Again, This would, as in the past, would have required additional regions to host both of those application versions.
So now that we've whetted the appetite of our listeners, when is this available and where can they get it from?
So application multi-versioning is a key part of our cloud enablement capability, which is available in Qix Transaction Server version 5.2, which was generally available on Friday the 13th of June. But there's nothing to be scared of, okay? Nothing to be scared of.
And where would I get? Where would I go to get this?
Right, so you can download Qix from the usual place, but also you will need a new version of the Qix Explorer in order to package, deploy, and manage multi-versioned applications. But the good news is that Qix Explorer is always compatible with older versions of Qix, so that'll be fine. Also, if you're using a Rational product like Rational Developer for System Z, then you can upgrade the SDK that you're using to manage Qix in that environment.
If anyone wants to sort of have a play with this, practice, use it, is there any supporting resources, you know, like demos, red books, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So unfortunately, there's no red book at the moment, but watch this space or listen in this space. But as always, the best place to start looking is in the New Knowledge Center. So as well as a dedicated section in What's New about multi-versioning, we've added two new scenarios in addition to the ones that were added in Qix Transaction Server version 5.1. So they are updating an application on a platform and hosting two versions of an application concurrently on the same platform. And you can see that those relate to the two examples I gave earlier. And that'll explain how to put this capability to work. We've also recorded two demos. So this is video demos to accompany these scenarios. And they're available both in English and Chinese language versions for the first time. They're able to download from the Qix website. So that's ibm.com/Qix. When you get there, just click on the library tab and follow through to the version you want, and they're there, and you can view them on the website. But also, check out the Qix Dev blog, which has lots of articles posted by experts in the development team on multi-versioning, Qix Cloud, and all the other exciting new capabilities in Qix Transaction Server version 5.2.
And I think the Qix Dev blog, that's just a simple, if you do Qix Dev in Google on a search, it's normally one of the first ones.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's pretty
simple. On Developer Works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
So Matthew, just to sum up, what are the key points that listeners should take from this podcast?
Right, so in Qix Transaction Server version 5.1, which was GA in December 2012, we introduced the application resource, which allowed everything that comprises a business application or a service in cloud parlance to be given a meaningful name and a version, then managed together throughout the DevOps process. When used in conjunction with threshold policies, this allows you to accelerate the rate of change without increasing the risk to production environments. So the application multi-versioning capability in Qix Transaction Server version 5.2 really takes this to a whole new level by allowing different versions of an application to be hosted and supported at the same time, so that operations can quickly and reliably fix problems, and also users can upgrade at their own pace to new versions of the application without the need for additional infrastructure.
Okay, Matthew, thank you very much indeed. That puts multi-versioning into quite a clear perspective. And I think it enables our customers to derive more value from their own Qix releases if they upgrade. So that about wraps it up for this podcast. For more details, go to ibm.com/software/OS/systemz/podcasts/WebSphereOnZ. Join us again for an insight into another interesting topic for the mainframe. For now, this is Nick Garrard saying thank you for listening.